Hello, and welcome to Handled-ish, Productivity for the Imperfect, a weekly podcast for those who want to elevate their productivity but are not looking for perfection. I'm your host, Betsy Hayes, and I'm so glad you are here with me in podcast land or on YouTube. This is episode 19, and today I want to talk about feet. And you're probably wondering what feet have to do with productivity. So let me make my case for you. This is something I actually think about quite a bit, and I was reminded of this earlier today when I was doing meditation. I'm in an online meditation group, and one of the things we talk about is focusing on your feet and the hard surface underneath your feet as a way of being present. And it reminded me of a quote. I believe it was actually from Kira Sedgwick, the actor. And this was an article that I read about her, oh goodness, many, many years ago when she was filming her television show. I think it was called The Closer. And she was on one side of the country and her family was on the other side of the country. And the interviewer asked her, how she managed that. And she said, "I am where my feet are." And so the idea there was when she was filming, she was trying to be present and filming, which is where her feet were. And when she was on the phone with her family, her feet were, there at that moment, she was trying to be present with that. And then when she was with her family physically and her feet were in the same room with her family, she was trying to be present for that. And I really, really loved that idea because it's something that it's very easy for us to get back in touch with should we get distracted. Because I really think that a lot of our challenges with productivity do have to do with distraction. So sometimes we are thinking in the past, we are, ruminating or reflecting or reliving things that are happening in the past, and there's nothing wrong with that. But if we are trying to be in the present and doing things in the present, that often is not helpful. And then sometimes instead of being where our feet are in the present, we are forward thinking. So we are planning and strategizing and those sorts of things. And again, not being where our feet are. And so today I offer you this idea of really trying to be where your feet are today, starting right now. So your feet are somewhere. So think about where they are. If you are not driving, or it is safe for you to physically look at your feet, please do so. I'm doing so right now, and pay attention to where they are. Are you with other people? Let's try to be where our feet are and be present for them. Are you supposed to be doing something? Let's try to be present while we're doing that particular thing. Let's try to be where our feet are, and I think we will notice less distraction, and I think we will be able to be more productive and do the things that we want to do. Now, mind you that productivity doesn't always mean doing things, right? Sometimes being productive is enjoying someone's company or enjoying our own company. Or, nourishing our body by, fixing a healthy meal or, doing some movement or meditation or, just enjoyment, right? Maybe we're just our goal for this particular moment is to enjoy ourselves. And so we want to be where our feet are and actually partake in that enjoyment. So that's the first thing I wanted to share today about feet. The second thing I want to talk about feet is where are our feet on a regular basis? A few episodes ago, we talked about how our calendar should reflect our priorities. I think our feet should reflect our priorities too. Where our feet are physically is really, when we're really honest about it, how we are articulating our priorities to ourselves and to others in our lives. People are paying attention to where our feet are and where they are not. And so something else to think about today is, are our feet in places that align with our priorities? You know, are our feet in the same room with the feet of those that we truly love and care about and want to spend time with? Are our feet in the places where they can provide us with opportunities? You know, think about all of those things today as well and throughout this week, and I'll be curious to see if that provides you with any insight. The third and last thing that I want to talk about today in relationship to feet is an introduction to our podcast mascot. So I'm holding in my hand a Christmas ornament. Yes, I know it is May. And this was an ornament given to me by my dear friend Annie. Thank you, Annie. And it is Santa Claus doing yoga. So it is a Santa doing a Warrior II pose, and he's doing a really great job with the pose. So the reason he is going to be the podcast mascot is because, for one, he is a marriage of two of my favorite things, yoga and Christmas. So I thought that was very cool. Also, it is a reminder that even if we are very busy people, like we know Santa is a very busy guy, he's still making time for what nourishes him. He's still making time for yoga, and we all need to do that as well. We need to make time for the things that do replenish us, that nourish us, that keep us going, that, you know, keep us healthy in however we want to articulate that. And also, he's a little bit silly and goofy and fun. And I think those are important things to remember too, that there is certainly room in all of our lives for things that are just silly and goofy and fun and bring us joy and don't lead to anything productive. They're just there for just enjoyment and again silliness and fun, which we should not lose sight of, in my opinion. That is one of the things that I value. I want to show that I value by being silly and having fun, in addition to, you know, having a productive life. So Yoga Santa, welcome to the podcast. I think what I'm going to do with him is I'll just sort of put him behind me in different locations. And occasionally, you know, he'll get a spotlight, you know, in front of the camera. But I think he's pretty great, and I wanted to share him with you. So let me know what you think. Do you ever think about being where your feet are, you know, being present where your feet are, and using your feet as an anchor for being present and being less distracted? Is that something that you ever think about? Is that something that's helpful to you? Do you ever think about, you know, where your feet are in relationship to your values and priorities? And is that something that can be helpful to you? And do you have something silly and fun and goofy, like Yoga Santa, that can perhaps be a physical symbol of some things that you want to continue to incorporate into your life? I would love to know, and I would love to hear about it. So if you want to reach out on social media at Betsy Hayes, on my website, there's a feedback form, BetsyAHayes.com. And as you know, to help keep this podcast going, please subscribe, share with a friend, and consider, you know, rating and reviewing to help more people find it. I really appreciate you tremendously and your support. Please tune in next week for the next episode of Handled-ish, Productivity for the Imperfect. Until then, take care, be kind to yourself, because you are doing way better than you think you are. Trust me.